So how do you escape the comfort zone? Well, that's what we're going to be discussing in today's episode. So stay tuned in, grab a pen, grab a notebook, because I'm going to be providing you three tips on how to start stepping out of your comfort zone and expanding your experience and enjoyment of life for greater success, greater happiness, and greater perfect self-expression. All right, hello and welcome everybody. My name is Farzana. I'm a life coach and a transformation teacher, and I help people just like you navigate through the process of change and personal development. Right. So we have all heard the phrase that all of your success and all of your happiness and all of the magic lays right outside of your comfort zone. Life is constantly calling us to learn more, to understand and experience things at a deeper level, to know ourselves at a deeper level. The more we want to experience, the more we have to venture out of our comfort zone. And when we reach another level of comfort, we expand even further out of that comfort zone. It is a never-ending evolution, a never-ending expansion out of our comfort zone until our comfort zone is wider and wider and wider and includes more and more of what life has to offer. If we just stay in our small little comfort zone, we don't get to experience very much, right? And that's when our comfort zone, to some extent, becomes our own self-made prison, right? Where we just do the same things in and out. Everything is completely predictable because you're trying to keep yourself safe, right? Safe with what is familiar, what is comfortable. That's why it's called a comfort zone, right? But if you want to experience more of yourself and more of life and more of the beauty and all that is wonderful about this life, you have to expand your mind. You have to expand your horizons, right? The thing is, our default programming or our basic operating system that we all arrive on the planet with is built for survival mode. And this is our limbic system. This is your default programming that is built to keep you in survival mode, keep you safe, comfortable, secure, and free from danger. But of course, as soon as we have taken care of our basic needs and our basic survival on the planet, it then becomes our own conscious effort and conscious choice to upgrade ourselves out of the basic operating system of the limbic system and start evolving into our prefrontal cortex, which is the more evolved part of our brain, right? This is the more mature, more chill, more confident region of our brain that we ultimately want to evolve into to experience more and more of life in a more relaxed and chill manner. And life is always, always calling for us to grow more and more into ourselves, to grow more and more into a better and better version of ourselves, a kinder version of ourselves, a wiser version of ourselves, a more generous version of ourselves, a more successful version of ourselves, a happier, more self-fulfilled version of ourselves. And all of that requires for us to step out of our current comfort zone. All growth requires for us to step out of our comfort zone.
Hey, if you're getting value from this video, from the tips and techniques and practices being shared, I hope you'll subscribe to the channel and like the video.
So now, as you probably know from experience in your own life, the comfort zone isn't always what we would really describe as comfortable. Your comfort zone is actually another way of describing what you are used to, what you are familiar with. And sometimes the things that we have become familiar with and are used to is not really that great, right? So for example, if you come from a background of a lot of stress and drama and anxiety, well, that unfortunately is your comfort zone, your set point. And you are so used to drama and stress and dysfunction, perhaps, that this is what you keep drawing to yourself because it's familiar to you, right? For example, you might be wondering, why do I keep drawing and attracting to myself these relationships that cause me a lot of stress and a lot of drama and a lot of unhappiness, right? It could be that perhaps in the earlier part of your life, this was your bonding style. This was your earliest memories of how relationships were with your caregivers, right? And if they were filled with drama and stress and anxiety, that is your comfort zone. That is what you are used to. And so naturally, that's what you keep drawing to yourself. And once you realize that you deserve more, want more, something than that, you're going to have to step out of your comfort zone. You're going to have to make a conscious effort to seek out and create relationships that don't just recreate your comfort zone of stress and drama. But as we all know, whenever we try to improve our lives and to try and take on new habits, new goals, new ways of being, we are going to meet resistance, right? So depending on how stuck and how comfortable you are in your comfort zone, this resistance could be pretty stubborn. In fact, you could be ready for a showdown with your inner Godzilla, right? The inner Godzilla, that primitive part of your brain, the limbic system, does not want change because it feels that change is some sort of a threat to your survival. So it is going to get ready to fight you tooth and nail anytime that you try to expand and step out of your current comfort zone. So you know this, you know that you are going to have to face resistance. And if you are not trained and not prepared, this is where you will just give up and slink back into your comfort zone and stay stuck and feel defeated. So this is why your best strategy to get out of the comfort zone is to take tiny, tiny baby steps. You have to be stealth. You have to just slowly, slowly inch your way out of the comfort zone so as not to trigger or to set off danger alarms in your limbic system. Because as soon as the limbic system has been triggered, there's going to be shutdown and there's going to be resistance. So you have got to avoid triggering the limbic system in any way. So if your biggest fear is the fear of failure, you set yourself up for success on the daily by only setting yourself up with like 3 or 5 totally easy peasy doable tasks that it is an absolute duh that you are going to be able to achieve these, because you are setting yourself up for success versus setting yourself up for failure. And so each and every single day, as you become more and more familiar with the feeling of completion and success and doing what you said you were going to do, you are setting yourself up for success, and you are stepping out of your comfort zone very stealthily, inch by inch. And that way, you are not triggering your limbic system into a state of fear, which then starts up all of the resistance, right? So step by tiny step, you step out of your comfort zone inch by inch. If you want to live a life that is true to yourself and free from regrets, you have to learn to step out of your comfort zone over and over again. That all sounds great, right? But how do you actually do it? How do you actually step out of your comfort zone? Well, I'm about to give you 3 tips on how you can start practicing and skilling up and training yourself to be able to become comfortable with the uncomfortable and to begin to expand your comfort zone. Number one, train yourself to be okay with physical discomfort. A fun example could be trying this 30-day cold shower challenge. Even if you give that a go for only just a week, you will have given it a go. You would have pushed past your comfort zone of only taking warm showers. You would have had to push past your comfort zone of actually feeling that freezing cold water on your face, on your spine. Trust me, I tried it. And it did take me out of my comfort zone. So that's probably going to be an upcoming video, so watch out for that. Or perhaps if you're a yogi, you could practice going a little deeper into the pose. Just holding a pose just a little bit longer is you practicing pushing past your comfort zone. Or if you're a runner, maybe you're going to run just a little bit longer. Or maybe you're going to do 5 more jumping jacks in your morning exercise routine. Or maybe you're going to try getting up at 5 a.m. and push past the comfort of staying in the warm and cozy bed and hitting snooze another couple of times. Number 2, train yourself to have mastery over your own energy, mastery over your own mental and emotional states. The best and scientifically proven way to start gaining mastery over your mind and emotions is to sit in meditation. When we sit in meditation, we are able to just take on the role of the witness, the observer, a third party, as it were, to your emotions and thoughts that are passing through your system. You can just see them and not get involved. And the more that you practice, the more you are able to actually just face and sit with your uncomfortable thoughts and emotions. And you begin to understand that the more that you can just sit with them and be with them, they will begin to dissolve or just pass on through. When you learn to be able to sit with your discomfort, sit with your uncomfortable thoughts and emotions, you begin to have mastery over your mind and emotions. And when you have mastery over your mental and emotional energy, you become less and less apt to turn to unhelpful coping mechanisms like stress eating or drinking, for example. Number 3, make a list of all the things, events, and activities that make you feel uncomfortable. And then once you have this list of all the things that are outside of your comfort zone, you start hitting them one by one. Each week, do something that frightens you a little bit, that pushes you out of your comfort zone a little bit. For example, I used to have a great anxiety about attending gatherings where I didn't know so many people. I had to be able, for my own personal growth, to be able to overcome this anxiety and to actually become more comfortable and more relaxed amongst large crowds filled with people different from myself, and feelings of awkwardness and uncomfortableness and making small talk with complete strangers. So I began to experiment with this. I challenged myself that each time I went to one of these events or gatherings, I would talk with one complete stranger and make small talk and come across as being relaxed and comfortable. And then the next time I would inch that a little bit more, right? The next time I would talk to two or three complete strangers. So how about you? What is a fear on your list that you would like to challenge? Maybe you have a fear of public speaking. Turns out that is actually the number one fear of so many people, right? So if you have this fear of public speaking, you could start by giving yourself the challenge of actually speaking up in the next Monday morning meeting, right? Or perhaps you'll speak up and actually answer a question in class. Maybe you'll actually offer an opinion, offer a solution to actually be confident enough to speak up. Or maybe you'd like to be able to understand more about different cultures, expand your viewpoint. How could you do that? How could you start expanding your horizon and stepping out of your comfort zone? So my friends, I encourage each and every single one of you to do something out of your comfort zone every single day, even if it's just a teeny tiny step out of your comfort zone. As we've already mentioned, inch by inch, everything becomes a cinch, and inch by inch is better than doing nothing at all, right? So go ahead and make that list today, and then start challenging yourself on a daily or weekly basis to hit something on that list, to challenge yourself, to just step up just a little bit more, to level up just a little bit more, to allow yourself to experience a little bit more of life, to experience a little bit more of who you really are, a little bit more of your full potential. So, how are you going to start stepping out of your comfort zone? Let me know in the comments down below. My name is Farzana. It's been a pleasure hanging out with you as always, and I'll see you next week. If you found these tips to be helpful, I hope you'll share them with somebody else who may also find them helpful.